as a kid, I always focused on art and music. Like, I didn't really have fly sneakers. I didn't really have big wheels or fly bikes and shit like that. But I had my mind. And our home was always filled with good music, a lot of cultural art, painting, and things of that nature. And that's what I fell in love with early.
Mm-hmm.
So despite what was going on outside, what was going on inside was nurturing and love.
Right.
So I focused on the arts, and that really took me to, as you see now, designing, the love of music, Motown, and all those different things, took me to being a music executive,
mm-hmm.
you know what I mean, and things of that nature, and understanding the business of ownership and masters and publishing and all of the different things all the way up into the digital era now,
right.
which is historically the most lucrative time ever in the music business.
I agree, man, because right before that was piracy.
Yeah.
Yeah, and people were just stealing music. Yeah, yeah. So yeah. I think it's now it's better for artists. At one point, I thought it wouldn't be, but now I see that it's beneficial for everyone, not only the artists, but the labels as well. Okay.
Yeah, they're up another extra $1.5 billion. I was reading an article yesterday from last year due to content streaming. That's 80% amazing. Of all of the music that people digest right here on your phones is accessibility.
Right.
Subscriptions, things of that nature. So it's a good time to be in the music business.
I see.